Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. This is a small series of Keeping the Ways. Yeah, that is the way. Once again, we realize that no one person can keep all of them. And so collectively, you know, we go ahead and we do things to keep our way of life. Once again, you know, we'll probably never be those same kind of Ojibwe that were in the past. But our new old ways are coming back. And when I say keeping the ways, you know, like, you know, what we call Wabanung, the east, and Shawanung, south, and Gabianung, west, and Giwe Danung to the north, you know, all those ways surrounding our ways, and where we're at and where we start and where we end and what we learn in between, and how we do it in a respectful way, and how to pass those on down to the next generation for the next generations to come. Keeping the way is in any way a difficult thing. You walk a fine line. We call it the red road. You walk the red road, and on that red road, you know, there's safety in it. Conducting a way of life and how to keep yourself pure and not so pure also, you know. You trip, you fall, you get up in any culture, and you persevere and you continue on and go on. Even all of the outside influences that try to tell you we are all one. I think you want to keep your way of life, that's for sure. And your individuality, you know, and where you come from and the things that you learned. There's safety in that, as to who you are as a person. And here we call it Anishinaabe, and where we lowered from, and you know, and then we get here, and then we gotta take off and start to learn to walk or crawl first, and then walk, and then learn everything in between, and be able to pass that on. And hopefully you make it to a ripe old age. And keeping the way is not a easy thing to do. I know that we had an unwritten language, and having to pass that down orally and to keep those ways, and that was not an easy thing to do without a written language, you know. But it was possible. It is possible. It has been, and it still is. And we're moving forward now from here. And our words also reflect the age and times, you know. Different words like computers were never in our vocabulary. Those weren't. And, you know, different things. Machinery, telephones, computers, laptops, you know. And yet here we are, you know, making these new words and moving forward from here. Those Indians that are Native Americans, whatever you want to call us, Anishinaabe, in the future won't be the same as us here in this age and time. A lot of things have sped up and a lot of things are coming through in this time. We have more choices now than in any time in history. And there'll probably be more coming. And once again, you know, we are going to reach for the stars. We're already going to the other planets, you know, and went to the moon and got close to the sun as close as we could. And here we are hurtling through space. You know that the sun travels through space at 70,000 miles per hour. And so, you know, that's, and then we hurtle through space with the sun as the sun's going through this, and we're hurtling through space, and yeah, we'll find a way to head out from here. But in the meantime, you know, we have a way of life, and we gotta define who we really truly are, you know, and how we came to be. And one good way to ground yourself is in your culture, in your ways, and to keep those ways. It's not that, you know, as we get into the future, you know, the old ways are the best, you know. It's just that we're coming along and here we are, and next thing you know, we're going to be out there, you know, maybe colonizing the maybe Mars. And then what? Then who will we be? lots of great questions. And by the way, you know, some of these people ask these things, you know, in between these shows, you know, what about this? What about that? You know, is an Ojibwe person. And so, you know, we try to figure things out and help us to find our way. Keeping the way is a very, very good thing. Keeps you very, very grounded. Keeps you very, very focused. And yeah, when we get off this planet and we get up there, then who are we going to be? We'll still have our ways. So, anyway, the Ojibwe way of life. Thanks for listening today, and we'll continue on with this in our next segment, Keeping the Way. We got a lot of things, a lot of choices in front of us. Okay, Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe way of life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.